This is a C2I News update. Every spring, the Oceanside area gets visited by traveling birds stopping off on the coast of Vancouver Island to rest their wings. While mainly using the coastal shores as a pit stop during their migration, the feathered fowl are a landmark for the area. The black brant is a small sea goose which breeds in the Arctic and usually spends the winter in the Mexican state of Baja California. During their migration from Mexico to the Arctic, the geese are known to spend time on the west coast of Canada, where they rest and feed on the local eelgrass. To survey the number of brant geese that visit the area, volunteers take part in the annual brant geese count. These volunteers once a week survey different parts of the Parksville and Qualcomm Beach shoreline to observe and count the number of brant geese. The brant geese count runs from the start of the bird's migrating season around the end of February until the last goose is counted for, which can last until May. CHY spent the day with volunteers going to select locations to search for the geese. Then after met with Liz Bredberg, who's the director of the brant geese count. Bredberg started volunteering and directing the brant count 3 years ago after moving to Parksville. That day, Bredberg's group surveyed Raft Trevor Provincial Park, where they saw over 1,000 brant. She says she had a long interest in birds and bird watching since she was a little girl.
I actually was even interested in birds when I was a kid. Because somewhere in amongst all of the stuff from my childhood, there's a paper, an essay I wrote for, must have been junior high school, called Life in a Bird Sanctuary. And it was not a bird sanctuary. It was my folks' place. And they had lots of trees with berries and stuff in them. And I would always go out and watch them and see what they were up to and count them. And then I wrote about it. So evidently, I was interested even then.
She points out that the brant has become such a well-known bird in the area that every year since the 90s, Parksville has hosted the Brant Wildlife Festival, celebrating the bird and highlighting the other biodiversity in the area. Even before moving to Parksville and taking part in the count, Bredberg would travel from Vancouver to attend the festival every year. Bredberg says about 30 people volunteer with the count. She says many of the volunteers are bird watchers, and the brant geese migration happens the same time as a herring spawn, leading to birds of all types flocking to the coastal shores around the time the count happens.
So it's a really interesting time for observing all manner of natural things. You know, we get the herring spawn, we get all of those sea lions, we get an assortment of birds. Eagles are terrifically happy with the whole thing. It's hard to know whether an eagle's happy. They don't judge their expressions too much, but they really do chow down very thoroughly.
While this year's count isn't finalized, Bredberg says the numbers have been wonderful. She says she hopes to finish off this year with a count extra high. Last year, the group counted over 6,000 brant geese. While the number of geese is on the rise after the count dipped below 4,000 in 2022 and 2023, Bredberg says there's no consistency in the dip or rise that the numbers have. She says there's no proper understanding why some years there are more geese or why there are fewer.
So we've got a count here of last year of being about 6,000 total throughout the time that they were recording the migration. And, of course, there are problems in that. And they are, do the brants stick around? Do they move on? Is this the same bunch that we counted last week? And if so, what does that tell us? It doesn't tell us much about volumes if they're just all hanging around. If they're moving through, well, then you get a sense of the number that are moving through.
One idea for why the geese might be hanging around more this year is in the recent rise in herring spawning on the coast. While the brants are primarily vegetarian and don't eat herring, Bredberg explains the geese like to eat the eelgrass that the herrings have laid eggs on, giving the brant extra nutrition. But loss of habitat is still a key factor in the decrease of the geese. She also says disturbances from dogs during the migration season are big parts of why geese might not want to land in the Parksville area.
And there are signs all over the place that say dogs must not even be on the beach at this time of year. We had three of them out there yet today in our area. And it's very hard to address that problem. Some people say, oh, I didn't know. Other people tell you to bleep off. So, you know, it's my dog and you don't like dogs and that's just stupid. No, that's not what it's about.
According to the city of Parksville, All Parksville beaches within the Parksville-Qualcomm Beach Wildlife Management Area are closed to all dogs from March 1st to April 30th, as well from February 15th to April 30th at Raft River Beach Provincial Park.
The problem is that dogs look to Brant a good deal like Arctic foxes. Has someone told you this yet?
No.
Okay, well, this is the problem. The area where the Brant nest have Arctic foxes, and Arctic foxes like to prey on Brant nests. They eat the eggs, they eat the chicks, they eat the Brant. So the Brant are terrified of anything that looks like an Arctic fox. So if you're walking a dog along the beach, the Brant look at it and go, oh my God. And they fly off. And if they're not well fed yet, that terror flight burns an awful lot of energy and they may not survive.
Since she has started volunteering with the Brant Count, Breitberg admits while it sounds silly, she has really bonded with the birds.
Last week, there was a very high tide, and all of the Brant were in really close. They were like from here to that wall. It was an amazing experience to watch them and film them. I was blown away. And I was just doing it for fun. It wasn't any formal count or anything. I just thought, oh, let's go see what the Brant are up to. And there they all were. And it's a thrill.
To learn more about the Brant Geese Count and the Aerosmith Naturalists, see their website at aerosmithnats.org. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.